this is your Polycast for Monday, September 12th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, early voting begins this month and a survey of rural Minnesotans and the economy. A decision could come as soon as today from the Minnesota Supreme Court in a case aimed at keeping Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump off Minnesota's November ballot. Democrats argue that Trump didn't properly qualify because of flaws in the state Republican Party's paperwork on his behalf. Both state parties filed written arguments with the Supreme Court on Friday. The Minnesota Secretary of State told the High Court that a quick decision is needed because 1 million ballots have already been printed and absentee voting starts in less than 2 weeks. Elections experts say it would be unusual to strike a major party nominee from the presidential ballot. Election day is November 8th. Rural Minnesotans are feeling better about their local economies, but there are sharp regional differences. Mark Stile reports.
Every 3 years, the Blandon Foundation surveys about 1,000 rural residents on a number of topics, including the economy. This year, about a third said the local economy was better than a year ago. That's up from 22% 3 years ago and 18% in 2010. The most optimistic reading came from central Minnesota, where 37% said the economy improved. By contrast, only 19% of northeast Minnesota residents said things were better. Households with incomes over $100,000 were the most likely to say they saw an economic improvement, under $35,000 the least likely. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.
The Duluth City Council is expected to vote on a resolution tonight calling for hearings on state permits for the proposed Polymet copper nickel mine. Dan Crocker reports.
Three Duluth City Councilors have introduced the non-binding resolution. It calls on the Minnesota DNR to ask for so-called evidentiary hearings on Polymet's permit to mine application before the agency ultimately decides whether or not to approve the mine. The resolution follows a similar call from a Duluth citizens group. Polymet's Brad Moore says it's the wrong time to decide whether to hold hearings before an administrative law judge.
Well, there's a good, solid process in place, and we've been following those processes, and we should be allowed to continue those.
Moore says Polymet plans to submit its permit to mine application in the coming weeks. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
As we mentioned, Minnesotans can begin voting in this year's general election a week from Friday. This is the first presidential election year that Minnesota has no excuses absentee voting, and new early voting will be available to most Minnesotans. Mark Zadeklik has the story.
Minnesota voters have more options than they've ever had in a presidential election year. 2 years ago, the state rolled out no excuses absentee voting. That means anyone can cast an absentee ballot for any reason. And starting 7 days before the November 8th election this year, for the first time, most Minnesota voters will be able to fill out ballots at elections offices and feed them into voting machines just as they would on election day. Secretary of State Steve Simon predicts the new options will change the way many Minnesotans vote.
It helps everybody. I think as more people hear about this, I can tell you more people are excited about it. The idea that you don't have to, unless you want to, go to a polling place on a designated Tuesday in a 13-hour period between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., that might not work for you.
The new ways to vote also have big implications for candidates. DFL Party Chairman Ken Martin says political operatives are trying to bag as many early votes as possible.
From a campaign perspective, it really means that it's elongated out that get-out-the-vote period.
Martin says the DFL will use 25 offices and 300 staffers around the state to focus its get-out-the-vote effort on competitive congressional races in the 2nd, 3rd, and 8th districts and on a slew of close legislative contests.
We know in some of those legislative races that they're going to be decided by, you know, 50 to 100 votes and maybe even less than that. And so this program could make the difference.
Republican Party Chairman Keith Downey says the GOP will be making similar efforts, but Downey won't say from how many offices or with how many staffers. Unlike DFL Party Chairman Ken Martin, Downey is not a fan of the new early voting options.
I personally have always thought that going to vote on election day is preferable.
Preferable for two reasons, says Downey. Voting early risks missing the opportunity to react to an 11th-hour campaign development that could change the way someone might vote. he is also concerned about the potential for voter fraud.
Early voting opens up a problem in Minnesota by virtue of our same-day registration issue, this kind of open door that we have here in Minnesota that causes a problem in any election. Add 45 days of quote-unquote same-day registration and you have an even bigger issue.
I have the exact opposite take from that.
Secretary of State Simon, a Democrat, disputes Downey's claim.
The more people you can get registered and voting before Election Day, the more opportunity there is to vet and filter and screen.
No excuses absentee voting is available to every Minnesotan, but not all Minnesotans will have the option to feed their ballots into voting machines beginning 7 days before the election. It's up to local governments to make that option available. Simon says most are rolling out machines. Polk County in northwestern Minnesota is not. Michelle Cody administers elections there.
In an effort to streamline our process at the counter and make the experience for the voter on the other side of the counter as quick and painless as possible, we chose not to utilize the option for that voter to feed their ballot into a machine.
That some counties are allowing the option and some are not is unfair, according to Republican State Senator Mary Kiffmeyer, who served as Secretary of State for 8 years, ending in 2008.
It is not statewide. And so the reason why I objected to it was because it was unequal treatment of voters.
Simon counters that many election specifics are left to the discretion of local governments. Simon says he hopes interest in the presidential race, along with more voting options, will boost turnout, leaving Minnesota leading the nation as it did for the last presidential election, when more than 76% of eligible Minnesota voters cast ballots. Covering politics, I'm Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.